Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Happy Wednesday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan, if you're listening in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. You got a three-man Junk show this Wednesday morn. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you follow me on Twitter. At Cakes Flops is where you follow me on Instagram. It's always good to have two different screen at names. It's the best way to build your brand, I've been told. Jason Bishop is here.
What's up?
What's up?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You're a little bit ahead of yourself, but Sure. Happy Wednesday.
Are you
slash
like not
Friday.
Here Friday or something?
No, I'm here. It's like a Friday since we have off tomorrow.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
We have two Fridays this week.
You do have Juneteenth off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a company holiday. Eric Bickle is here, too.
I'm barely here. I'll be honest with you. If we didn't have the Rizzo interview and it wasn't just two of you guys, I would not be here.
You'd be calling out tired?
I'd be calling out insomnia.
Okay.
I'm barely here.
Yeah.
I slept about an hour.
You're here in physical form.
I can't. I won't be able to go home until I take a nap.
Mm.
I mean, I'm broken.
I think I've done that before. I think it was after like I did the Zen experiment. I think I had to take a nap before I left the building. I just was not my normal self.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see that.
Are you exaggerating? Really an hour? Only
maybe
an hour
and a half. I got to bed at 10-ish. I went downstairs. I tried a new location, like at 12:30. And then
yeah.
I was just tossing and turning. 12:30, 12:45, 1:15, 1:45, 2:15.
Insomnia,
that's
night.
Legit insomnia.
And you took melatonin?
Finally, at the very end. No, I gave up on melatonin. I don't think it does anything for
Benadryl, that's when you pop a Benny, or maybe you just have some personal...
Can't take a Benadryl at 1 a.m. It's too late.
Maybe it's some personal time with yourself.
Didn't even
you
have,
know what I'm saying?
No. No, there's something wrong. I have a problem.
Maybe you need sleeping pills.
You said you slept good the night before.
I did, because I had no sleep. So I'll probably sleep better tonight, because I mean, you can't just function. Like, eventually your body's going to just fall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, well, you don't have to get up tomorrow, so you should sleep better tonight.
Was your brain tormented by all the home runs the Rockies were hitting at batting practice against the Nationals yesterday?
No, I wasn't tormented by it, but I was perplexed by it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So the Nats in the midst of now a 10-game losing streak, only the second in the club's history.
Yeah, and Cakes is, you know, you said there's a possibility they get swept by the worst team in baseball, and I said, no chance, I'll bet anything.
Right.
Well, now I won't bet anything.
I don't think you would bet even a dollar.
No, because it's just, it's an embarrassment.
Because the Nats are in a free fall, and just to let listeners know, at 9 a.m., Mike Rizzo will join us, as he does every week, on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I would advise you not to miss when Mike Rizzo comes on today. I'll just put that out there.
We'll ask him whatever needs to be asked. It's just annoying. People are like, are you going to ask him questions or you care about your free seats?
I know. It's a lot of, are you going to ask him a bunch of softball questions on Twitter? Yeah. All the Twitter tough guys.
Listen.
No, a lot of Twitter tough guys
listen,
out there.
Listen, yeah, douchebag. Mike Rizzo has nothing to do with the seats that we get at the games. We are partners with the Nationals.
That's correct.
We have an allotment of seats for every single game. Mm-hmm. Every single game.
Oh, I have an update.
Has nothing to do with Mike.
Speaking of that, I used the Junks reach.
Oh, yeah.
We have some reach and
influence. You got some in San Diego?
Might have some tickets for the Nats-Padres game.
And I bet you have way better than what you would have normally gotten.
I think they're pretty good, but I was told by a little birdie, it's kind of made me laugh, that because these tickets were given by, like, upper people in the pods organization, can't wear Nats gear.
Yeah,
which is fine. I'll just wear neutral gear, whatever. Yeah. But I mean, I was initially planning on wearing like a Nats lid.
Are you going to be in a suite or something? Is that why you're
I don't think it's in a suite, but I think it's in a spot where the brass gives out tickets.
Yeah.
So they don't want to look down and see this dummy wearing like a Nats lid.
Who gave the tickets to the Nats fans? Because there are seats.
Exactly.
Right. No, I get
it. So I'm just going to my wife and I, we'll fly under the radar.
It's worth it.
Yeah, of course it's worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Good call.
So hopefully the Nats have won a game.
Right.
By that time.
I mean, eventually they're going to win.
When I'm in San Diego next week.
I don't know.
Let's hope they've broken out of this slump.
Last night was, I was like, all right, so Chelsea had me thinking, they could just upgrade the hitting coach just because they have to hit. But then they give up like 100 dingers. Well, how can you do that? How can you fire the hitting coach after you just give up 100 dingers? Like, they're in such a weird spot.
Their bullpen ERA is second worst in the majors.
Yeah.
Their bullpen is a mockery. They're making a mockery out of baseball. That's what they're doing. I put no stock into the 6 runs they scored last night.
Oh, that was biggest garbage time.
The Rockies threw some guy in there has a 10 ERA. They just wanted to end the game. That had nothing to do with it. It was the bullpen.
But Soraka was pitching good. He was giving a bunch of, like, he had like 9 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. So he was all or nothing. He's either striking out guys or giving up bombs.
I mean, he kept them in the game. He only gave up 3 runs. But
I saw a Nats fan on Twitter that went to the other bullpen on the way out. They're like, the Nats are forcing me to go to the bullpen postgame now. Yeah. Which is usually a big pregame hangout.
Yeah, now they're going
postgame. But yeah, I mean, losing 10 straight, it's forcing people to drink on the way out of Nats Park
and
now.
Think about this. If they somehow lose this series, which looks like they are, I mean, they're dreadful right now. If they lose these 2 games to the Rockies, they got to go play the Dodgers and the Padres out there.
Well, they're on a 9-9 game West Coast swing.
And then the Angels, and the Angels have just shut out the freaking Yankees back-to-back games. Right. I don't know where that's coming from. But, they're a 9-game West Coast roadie, and you're going
to
be one of
these games against the Marlins and the Rockies where they're supposed to be making some hay at home against some of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
Turns out now they're amongst the company of the worst teams in the league.
It's just
they're getting
weird
in that territory.
Just weird how the wheels fell off. I still can't quite wrap my head around it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I can kind of wrap my head around it. There's a lot of young players, and you have a low payroll. You don't have a lot of
I know, but through the first 65 games or so, they were, roughly just a little bit under 500, and then the wheels just fell off. I mean, 65 games, okay, it's not a full season. Pretty good sample size. And then wheels just fell off, and I agree. I mean, sometimes you have to make a change just for the sake of change. It's awful.
I mean, look, the Orioles did it. They sucked, and they fired Hyde. The Rockies, speaking of, the Rockies, who are getting ready to sweep the Nats, fired their manager like 2 weeks ago,
right.
Bud Black.
If there's any kind of indication, the Orioles are 16-13 since Tony Mancini
took
over.
The Rockies suck. I know they suck. We've talked about them all season.
Hold on, I'm not done. The Rockies fired their manager.
Yeah.
The Pirates, they were sucking. They fired their manager. All right. So
yeah.
I'm not saying it's all Bud Black's fault and Derek Shelton's fault and Brandon Hyde's fault, but you have to make a move if your team sucks.
To defend the Nats ever so slightly, the Rockies, I believe, are 7-7 in their last 14.
Mm-hmm.
After just being horrendous to out of the gate.
Yeah, I know. But,
so they've been better. Now they still suck. Don't get me wrong. And the Nats should not be giving up 7 home runs to them in a game.
I couldn't
believe
it.
It's a bad look. It's a terrible look.
Yeah.
But the Rockies they've been getting a little bit of a bump of late. Again, it's a bad look to get.
Also,
to
remember,
lose
3 of those 7 or 5 of the 7 are the Marlins and Nats.
Okay, but you could. I mean, we're saying that the Nats should be beating those teams too, and they're dropping games to them.
Because they're probably in the same class as them.
That's my point.
You know what I actually thought
last
night? I was actually thinking. Now listen, there's 2 different issues. So you have the fans; they're just fed up. All right, that's one issue. That's important. They're the ones that go to the games. They're the ones that buy the tickets. They're the ones that keep you viable. Fans, they need a scalp. Minimum, they need a scalp. But on the other side, I wonder if the learners even care. It's a legitimate question because they're not spending any money relative to the rest of Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just don't care if they win or lose. They clearly don't care that much. They're not all in. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
So maybe they don't even care. Maybe that's why Chelsea said yesterday, which is a little counterintuitive,
that when she went to the park, and I know how Mike is, and you know that he was just fine. Davey was just fine. Maybe because they're actually feeling zero pressure from ownership. Clearly, fans are at a crossroads. That's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the other part of it is the Lakers don't even really care.
I would think that they care if no one's at the game because they're losing money that way. But in terms of wins and losses,
I mean, do they even know? Someone has to
don't care that much because they're not spending the money to put better players on the roster.
For sure.
And if they're just going to rely on, you know, these top prospects for the next 3 or 4 years, well, you know the saying, prospects sometimes are suspects.
Yeah, right.
So, we have no idea. I mean, James Wood looks like he's going to be a superstar, but we have no idea about these other guys.
I think House, the early returns, looks decent.
I mean, he's had a couple hits last night. Yeah.
And even when he's not been getting hits, you know, he's been hitting the ball, I think, decently.
But we thought that about Robert Hassel, and in the last 2 weeks he's been hitting 190, and they set him down.
By the way, what a weird situation for Brady House to come into. Like, the team, I think he came when the team was imploding. An 8-game losing streak. Now it's 10.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the most positive vibes for him to step into.
No, it's terrible.
So good for him having a few hits.
It's terrible.
Yesterday.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
But look, I mean, their bullpen ERA is 5.8.
Yeah.
It's second worst in the league only to the Athletics. They suck. The bullpen sucks. And we saw what happened in the first game in the series. Finnegan comes in, two bombs, game over, blew that series.
Right.
Or blew that game. Last night you saw what Cole Henry did. Did he even get an out? I don't think he did. Give up four runs, didn't get an out. Rutledge came in, bomb. I mean, it's embarrassing.
The bullpen was disastrous last night. We have some Davey Martinez audio from post game last night. The Nats' 10th straight loss.
I don't know to what extent you were hearing what's going on around you in those moments as you go to take the ball from them, but there was a lot of booing in the crowd. It's 10th straight loss. How do you process that?
Well, I don't. I mean, I really, honestly, for me, it's, you know, I try to look at the positive. You know, House, you know, I had a good day at the plate. Lyle swung about well. Josh Bell swung about well. Young man, staying on the ball better today, you know. So, what I look at is, you know, this team doesn't quit. It's late, you know. We have life at the end. They don't give in. You know, we had good at bats. For me, now we got to take those at bats to the early part of the game. That's gonna be the key. I mean, we gotta come out and from the get go, you know, get the ball up in the zone and really get good at bats. You know. Believe me, it stinks, man. Nobody wants to lose 10 in a row. No way. I mean, I don't. I know I don't. I know those guys don't. But we're not going to quit. You know, we're going to keep fighting. I mean, that's who we are. And, you know, I don't quit, and I'm not going to quit on those guys. So we got to keep fighting every day.
EB, I've got a good bit for us. He says he only looks at the positives. We can subcontract ourselves to be the negativity consultants for Davey and the Nats.
To give him all the bad news.
Help him look at some of the negatives.
No, but he doesn't want to look at it.
I mean, he doesn't want to, but I mean, sometimes you got to stare reality. You got to stare down the barrel of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks, but I mean, it's hard to point out positives when you're in the midst of a 10-game losing streak.
Yeah.
I know that he's trying to stay positive, trying to get the team out of it. Negativity consultants. We need to come up with a pitch.
I don't know if I want
that
job.
Let's have a post-game meeting.
I don't want that
job. Post-show meeting at before your nap. Let's budget it in.
I'm looking at where they are rank, you know, across Major League Baseball. So in homers, they're 22nd. In average, they're 22nd. It's actually a couple spots better than I thought they'd be. Pitching, where are they in pitching? Just like in team ERA, they're 27th. Only three teams worse, the Marlins, Athletics, and, hello, the Rockies. I mean, that's
By the way, the Rockies, who only have 16 wins, they're, you know, they're the worst team, but they have not had a 10-game losing streak this year. They're 16-57, did not lose 10 straight.
Do have one.
I don't know how many teams have 10-game losing streaks.
There can't be a lot.
It's hard to do. I mean,
exactly. All right, as we've said earlier, you don't want to miss Mike Rizzo. He's going to join the show coming up at 9 a.m. today. That is some appointment radio, so be sure to tune in. Coming up next, we'll get into the Junkies sports page. The Stanley Cup was in the building last night in Florida. Florida takes it down for the second year in a row. We'll get into WNBA with Caitlin Clark in action and more. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Always reach out to us on the Junkies text line, brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a lot went down in the sports world last night. Let's get into the Junk's sports page.
Brought to you by our good friends at the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria. They got huge spring incentives. Head on over there. Ask for Josh Cochran and tell him I sent you in. Make it Malloy, Malloy.com. Last night, I watched the first five innings, I think, of the game. It was 3-1. I said, this game's probably a loser. I mean, they can't muster up any offense.
I didn't think that at 3-1. I thought they were.
I don't know. I just felt like that way because I've been betting on them and they're losing every game. So then I woke up this morning. I recorded it and watched the, and I saw the, what was it, the sixth inning or the seventh inning when they scored, inning when they scored six runs. And I just had to watch every single at bat.
And you were riveted at that point.
It was just comical.
You couldn't turn away.
It was comical.
Yeah.
This morning.
You want to hear the tens of fans booing? You can kind of hear it through the radio broadcast.
Okay.
After they hit like their eighth home run.
Yeah.
Here's a swing and a drive to deep right by Hilliard. Way back. Going, and long gone into the second deck. To the left of the bullpen. What a shot off the bat of Sam Hilliard. Lands that one in section 239. The fourth home run of the inning for the Rockies. Second of the year for Hilliard, his third RBI. They go back-to-back for the second time in the inning. Six runs home. It's the Rockies 9 and the Nationals 1.
By the way, you expect a team to hit maybe six or seven home runs at Coors Field, which is a launching pad, and we all know that. It's the history of that ballpark. Not at Nats Park. It's not generally a reputation.
Well, yeah, that's what Bob Carpenter said last night. He said that the Rockies are treating Nats Park like Coors Field.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what he said.
Well, I think the ball was definitely carrying, but I mean, our guys weren't carrying it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, one team was hitting way more out than the other team.
Now, to be fair, one of their 400 home runs did hit the top of the wall.
So, yeah, I bounce. Mean, yeah. That's true.
It almost they're wasn't a home run.
They're getting the bounces.
So it almost wasn't a home run. I like that description.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Tim Kirkjian, who, of course, we love from ESPN, he ranked the all 30 lineups mid-season. I don't know if it, I guess it was before last night's games, but he had the Rockies dead last. He had the Nats somewhere in the 20s. I think it was 23 or 25 or something.
I think,
but he had the Rockies dead last.
I think that's what makes it even worse, obviously, is that you're in the throes of this and they're adding insult to injury with, you know, the worst team in baseball by record.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they were losing to, I don't know, the Mets or somebody, and you'd be like, all right.
Or the Dodgers. You're okay.
All right. I mean, 10 games. You know,
makes sense.
It's outrageous, but they're playing some of the best. But when you're losing to the teams that they're losing, that's when the rubber meets the road and you're like, okay, you like everybody, but something's got to, we got to change something. We can't just swap out minor leaguer for minor leaguer. We got to change something.
I mean, I was going to, yeah. And I think that's coming. How big of a change we'll see. You know, it could be just a coach. It could be Davey.
Well, Chelsea had to be convinced that they could swap out Darnell Coles for somebody, and then they gave up 100 home runs. Well, like, well, then you have to pull out the pitching coach too then.
Right. I totally agree with that. And I saw some people on social media saying, why is Darnell Coles the hitting coach? He was a terrible hitter in Major League Baseball. He was like a 245 hitter.
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you think Wade Boggs is the Dodgers hitting coach?
Right.
It has nothing.
And Hall of Famers.
Go take a look at who the hitting coaches are for the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Cubs and the Tigers. You've never heard of them.
Yeah.
In fact, the Dodgers hitting coach He played JUCO ball and never played 4-year college baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a hitting savant. A guru.
Well, he's got Shohei and Betts and right. Freeman. I mean, yeah. Muncy, and I mean, he's got talent to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So bring that guy here. Bring the Dodgers hitting coach here.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with
see
anything.
And see what happens.
I mean, any coach or manager, usually they're not freaking Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
I mean, in golf, most of those coaches have done nothing mm-hmm. in golf. I mean, Hank Haney can't even hit a straight ball off the tee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, I mean, but do they need a different voice in the clubhouse? Probably. I mean, we'll see. I would think something has to happen today. I'm not saying it's Davey. But something has to happen.
But why wouldn't have something happened last night?
Maybe they just said, all right, let's give it one more shot. Well, if we win tonight.
No, but I'm saying after.
Like immediately after the game?
I don't know. Maybe it did. Maybe just the media doesn't know yet.
Doesn't know.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe they won't make any changes. If they don't make any changes, the media and the fans are going to go even more ballistic.
Right.
But let's talk about a good team. We'll get back to the Nats. The Florida Panthers.
That dude's Betts Dunsky. But Betts at least he did put $50,000 though to hedge it.
He was definitely in the building and getting mocked mercilessly by Florida Panthers fans.
All right, but he got something in. He got something out of it.
He did. That's true.
Yeah.
Greg Wyshynski, who we've had on the show a bunch to talk hockey, he wrote a column on ESPN.com after the game. He said the Florida Panthers are the most antagonistic, trash talking bullies in the NHL. Opponents decry their actions and fans of other teams outright loathe them. It took 29 years, but the franchise made famous for having rats thrown on the ice. I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was
when they were really bad.
Early in there, the genesis of that.
When they
franchise.
Were really bad, the fans would throw rats.
That was like part of their identity.
They still do.
Yeah, they throw fake rats on the ice.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember the origin story. Maybe the rats like in the arena, like when they. When they first started,
I don't know the origin.
I don't know. I don't remember that either. But I remember when they made a cup final or late in a Stanley Cup run early in their career. Tons of people would just throw rats on the ice.
Well, he also says,
real rats, by the way, they just need to come to DC and load up because I see them scurrying around nearly every morning before I pull into work.
You see some big ones.
He also says the more nefarious parts of the Panthers game are a feature, not a bug. Their antagonism and swagger are the sweeteners for one of the best recipes for success the league has been seen cooked up. Offensive domination, defensive suffocation, and about a dozen players that always seem to rise to the occasion. And this is the third consecutive cup that they've been to. Mm-hmm. It's back-to-back cups that they've won. And I think Paul Maurice is the coach.
Correct.
So he's been to three straight. He's won the last two. And I just think it's funny that Cake said they suck.
All right, here's that Stanley Cup swagger till the day I die. Caps won a Stanley Cup.
I just don't want to see the hacky bit on Twitter, the cartoon Ovi holding golf clubs over
his head. Yeah, stop with that already. You know why? Because the Capitals, they're in the Stanley Cup Champions Club. They're in the club. Now, they're not in the VIP section with the... 10 titles like Montreal.
Cakes. Hey, someone sent a funny idea for Cakes. If the Panthers end up winning the Stanley Cup, we should send Cakes to Florida to cover the parade.
The parade?
Oh. Yeah. Because he said there was no chance they were going to win.
Mocks the fan base.
Well, that is a fan base that should have their tail tucked between their legs because they are losers. They've been losers their entire
existence. He continues to say it. It's unbelievable.
They have been. I mean, just look at the numbers.
I love you, Cakes.
Their trophy case is empty. They're losers. We're winners. 2018 Stanley Cup champions.
Retraction.
Hey, look. I won't retract it.
Why not?
Just put it in the Just put it in the freezing cold takes Hall of Fame. Oh, like sometimes you have takes and opinions that after a few years they just don't look as good. My stance looked good for a while.
Only Cakes could turn a loser franchise into the 90s Red Wings.
Right.
Apparently my jinx powers are very strong.
There were two things about that game that pissed me off last night, annoyed me, both at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
First off, Evander Kane is an idiot. He's on the Oilers, long time, like annoying, I don't know, bad boy, whatever you want.
Yeah.
There's 2 minutes left in the game. They're down 5-2. It's over.
Yeah.
He whacks Tkachuk, gets a penalty, goes over, and then hits him in the chest with his stick, like just being a total idiot. gets thrown, gets I think gets a 10-minute misconduct, doesn't get in the wasn't in the handshake line after the game. He's the one guy that doesn't do that at the end of the series because he was being a punk, because he was being a crybaby.
Yep.
And the only person who annoyed me more than that is Paul Maurice, the championship coach, because all playoffs long he said, I don't believe in the handshake line. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it. It's all about the players or whatever.
Yeah.
And of course, the Panthers win, and he comes out on the ice, and he points at the other coach, and goes, hey, you want to do the handshake? Yeah, let's do the handshake now.
Right. So it just looked
Because we won, we won, I'll go do it, get in the handshake line, and be a good sport now.
Yeah.
It was annoying.
Look, I was wrong about the Panthers. I said they had loser DNA coursing through their veins.
And now they have, scoreboard. Now they have scoreboard.
Now they have more Stanley Cups than the Caps, drives me absolutely crazy.
You've morphed them into a dynasty, Cakes, with your jinxing.
You know what? The people of Florida, they should be freaking bowing down to me. They should be throwing rose petals in front of my feet wherever I walk.
We should all pitch in and get Cakes a Stanley Cup Champions t-shirt that they have.
He has to wear it.
Panthers Stanley Cup? I'm sure I'd never wear that.
It'd be a funny bit.
I know what I would do with that t-shirt, and I can't mention it on the air.
Really?
I would have fun with that t-shirt.
You bring it on your trip.
No, I probably wouldn't bring it on my trip. I would probably use it for times when I'm by myself. That's what I would use.
You could use
Florida Panthers Stanley Cup champs t-shirt for.
Drab wants Cakes to call the Nats a loser franchise.
Yeah, right. Why don't you attack a couple of the hometown teams?
I think it has to be natural. I think it needs to be natural, though.
So they can start winning.
Our buddy Juan, who used to do updates here, he did point out that that I and Jason, we were both kind of counting our Nats season-long bets win money about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was wrong. They're not going to get to 71.
A 10-game death spiral ensues quickly thereafter.
Yeah, it's a big, fat loser.
So...
what I've learned about the magic of Cakes is you can't just force it out of them. It needs to spawn.
Yeah, it needs to be organic.
When we did always bet against Cakes, he had to really ponder it. You couldn't just give us any game. You had to really give us your best.
Down on it.
And then we go against it. You had to really think about it.
Yeah, so now I guess the stupid Panthers are going to win 8 Stanley Cups in a row. I guess they're the new dynasty.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing, though, that it feels like an eternity when the Caps were knocked out? It literally feels like months ago.
I know.
Yeah.
And now they just
closed
it out. Can you imagine us riding that wave of emotion?
Oh, would have been amazing.
What a gauntlet it is.
Love it.
I mean, we did it one time, but God.
Yeah, I mean, it's June 18th. Never ending.
It is annoying that now the Caps' sole job is to get better than the dumb Florida Panthers. Because the Panthers, I guess, they just rule the East. They rule the league.
And
now.
Are they locked and loaded for next year? Like all the same guys? They're still.
I don't know.
I don't know the players' contracts.
Are there studs?
I'm sure.
Like old farts like ours.
I mean, Tkachuk is pretty young. I don't know how
old. They have
an Ovi, a Carlson, the guys that have been around for 100 years.
I mean, I don't know the age.
No disrespect, buddy. Just that we. You know,
I think
they're some of our best players are old.
The Caps were one of the older teams this past year, so. I'm going to say the Panthers out of a younger core.
Yeah.
They're going to be a problem.
They're going to be a problem.
And apparently, it's all my fault.
Well,
you're welcome again, Florida Panthers fans.
The other big thing that was going on last night, Jason, I'm sure you're going to get to it, was the Fever and Caitlin Clark.
I'm watching the video right now.
I mean, it's just so wild. I mean, she's unbelievable.
Everybody besides her teammates hate her.
Yeah, they're so dumb.
They hate her.
Even my wife is like, don't they understand what she's bringing to the league?
They don't know she's the golden goose.
On some level, it's bringing more notoriety. It's bringing more press. It's bringing more eyeballs with them just acting like babies and trying to fight her every game.
How about my girl Sophie Cunningham getting into it after that?
Is that the one that defended her?
That's the girl who, for the Fever, no. Cunningham is her teammate who committed the fine. Foul at the end of the game.
Yeah. Which finally.
I just thought it was
somebody
funny.
Pointed out. Finally, one of her teammates steps up and defends her.
Man, the rest of the league hate her.
I mean, this is so crazy.
They hate her guts.
Yeah.
I mean, all she's doing is making the league more relevant than it's ever been times a billion.
She's basically.
Times a billion.
She's keeping the league afloat.
Yeah.
And making it like something that people talk about.
That league was just a non-entity prior to her.
Totally
in most
agree.
People's eyes.
Yes.
And now they're selling out arenas.
Yeah, now it's like, well, it's a top two or three story.
When she plays.
When she plays.
Yeah, yeah. When she plays, it's a top two or three story.
Right.
I mean, I got to think the Fever home games are pretty much sellouts.
I would imagine.
I still don't understand why they all freaking hate her. Why are they so jealous?
They're jelly. They're all just
jealous. Why are they so jealous? I know that there's a lot of rumors that, you know, be brutally frank about it.
I mean,
there's rumors that it's like a racial thing. Mm-hmm. There's rumors that it's like a sexuality thing. You know, I don't know what the hell it is.
Well, it's not a racial thing. The white girls hate her too.
White girls hate her too.
Yeah. I mean, last night, the white girl, two white girls hate her.
I saw it.
I don't, maybe there's animosity. It's animosity because we've, because there's the club of
haters,
we've been doing it for this long.
Yeah.
And now, why do you get all these accolades and glory when we've been here and we've laid the path for
My
you?
My answer to that would be because I'm way more entertaining than you guys.
What sort of, they haven't laid any path for her. They've survived.
I'm just saying.
He's trying to look at it from their perspective.
In their head.
It's probably just.
I'm sure there's some
stink
of that.
Jealousy.
We paid our dues. You got to bow down
and kiss the ring a little bit before you get your comeuppance.
Right.
It's kind of like when Jordan, when they wouldn't pass him the ball in the All-Star game.
And if I were Caitlin Clark, my response would be, most of you clowns can't even make layups properly. I'm shooting from 28 feet away and draining them. So whatever about you were the trailblazers of a path. I don't care about you. I'm just better than the rest of you. That should be her tact.
It's just amazing that there's not more respect paid. Like, it's fine. Play tough, but be respectful.
I saw a guy last night. He admitted, he goes, I hate Caitlin Clark. I hate it. I'm willing to admit that it's okay to hate people in sports. Yeah. And he says, the reason why I hate Caitlin Clark is because I hate Caitlin Clark's fans. They're the worst. People who are cheering on Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It's all political and racial and it's
because Caitlin Clark's fans are what politically? I don't understand.
I don't understand
what you mean.
What he's saying is that all the people that are like rooting on Caitlin Clark are probably uber conservative people who are rooting for the WNBA to fail, call them a bunch of lesbians, say they're nothing without Caitlin Clark, and all the people on the other side are like more up with women's sports and supportive of what they're trying to do. It's a political divide that people get a lot of times, pick one side or another about it. You don't even realize what you're doing. This is what he was saying.
To me, it's weird because she just makes it interesting. And I do think that there are talented players in the league, but none of you guys, unfortunately, have captured our interest. She's captured our interest. I don't know why you guys aren't more respectful.
And it seems like there's a fight in every Fever game now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Maybe not a fight, but a technical foul.
Some sort of scrap.
It's literally her against the league. Yeah. And she's, I mean, the league is so much more marketable now.
Now, maybe they don't like her. Maybe she's a S-talker, and we just don't see it and hear it.
She clearly was yesterday.
Yeah. So she just, maybe she does that to every team, every player. Maybe she's telling them, I run this league. Who knows? So maybe that she's getting.
She did that at the beginning of her career, and they were attacking her from game one.
Don't know.
Yeah.
But the rest of the league, they despise her.
All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, you don't want to miss it. Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. He joins us for his weekly segment as the Nats are trapped in a 10-game tailspin. That's coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Don't forget that Nats president and general manager Mike Rizzo will join us coming up at 9 a.m. this morning.
I just put out a poll. I know that's usually JP's bit, but he's not here. What's the best option for the Nats today? Fire Davey, fire a coach/coaches, fire Riz, force the learners to sell. Those are the four options I can think of. I don't know.
You know what? You just did the Junks poll, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can just 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores or in Mike Mars' golf bag. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And speaking of Mike Mars' golf bag, he was out at Trump National with Matt Valdez yesterday. I heard the vibes were off the charts. for Mike.
And this wasn't for an event, right? This is just you guys playing.
No. We all know Chuck Lee, but his accountant TJ, he is a super fan of the show.
Mm.
So every year Chuck gets me. I think it was JP last year. He's trying to get EB out, but Mar stepped up to the plate and provided the entertainment for him.
Nice.
So
how was it, Mar?
So I've never been to a course like that at all, man. I knew they set the tone early. I pulled up in my car and I'm just smoking and joking, getting the vibes right, listening to music, you know, waiting a couple minutes. I get a knock at my window. This dude just, you know, I roll down the window. I'm like, what's up, dude? He's like, yeah, what's your name? I tell him my name. He has the golf cart just sitting there ready for me right outside of my car.
Right.
So, of course, yeah, I jump in the car, get ready to go to tee box number one. The marshal looks at me. He's like, yeah, you're going to want to tuck in your shirt there, son.
Oh.
I was like, whoa.
This is Mar's first, like,
big private club.
Yeah, like big boy golf experience.
Yeah.
It was kind of a fish out of water.
A little taken aback.
It was the first time Mars had a caddy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you have a hat on backwards too? It's kind of frowned upon.
No, I made sure to, you know, put that up tight.
Right. Yeah. I should have told him usually at a club is you want to be very presentable.
Right.
And then once you get out to hole 2, 3, 4, it's kind of like international waters.
Mm-hmm. Early on, I played pretty well. I mean, this is a record for me through 6 holes, didn't lose a single golf ball.
Nice.
Very good. Look at that.
Yeah, I'll gladly take that. But back 9, not so much. Those greens were playing like Oakmont, man. I mean, it was ridiculous. By far, not even close, the toughest course I've ever played in my entire life.
Right.
And the caddy, I mean, he was an awesome kid, man. Like, you know, nothing bad to say about him. But like, I was asking him every now and then, like, you know, hey, like, what club do you think I should hit here, man? Right. He's like, well, can you imagine? I don't know. I'm not sure what you should hit.
That's not really what you should ask the caddy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean,
because he doesn't know your
game. He doesn't know your distances, what clubs you hit well,
I mean,
anything like that.
Basically, a talking Bushnell. He was just giving you the distances to the pin.
Right. And it reads your greens. Do you think you're an expert green reader?
No, I wouldn't say so about that.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of caddies won't do that unless you ask them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll give you the distance, but then if you ask them, all right, what do you think? This is what I usually hit it with this club.
Yeah.
And if you get on the green, can you help me read this?
Right.
A lot of those guys, especially the younger kids, maybe he's new.
No, he's been there before.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I told the caddy when we were on number one, I said, that's Chuck's guest. He's new. This is his first time.
Right.
I said, take care of those two most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he did.
I thought I got a good part of the course, but the only thing that got the better part of me was the sun. My forearms, I didn't apply any sun because it was a little cloudy out there.
Yeah, you slept on the sun.
You slept on the sun rays coming through.
Yeah, sun didn't come out to like hole 12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when it came out and we got to that halfway house, I mean, there's something about these orange slices. I don't know what they put in the orange slices over there at Trump.
I'm raving about the orange slices.
I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. And then they got a couple of, you know, like little sliders and stuff. I mean, the perfect meal at the turn.
I think that was Mars first halfway house.
Mm-hmm. How was he? Was he always positive, even if he had a 7 or an 8?
Mar may not be the greatest golfer in the world, but
could he be? He's a beginner.
But he's essential to a foursome.
Really?
Yes.
So you love playing with him.
I love playing with Mar. He's always your hype man. He, you know,
right.
If you hit a bad shot, he still thinks it's a good shot.
Right.
He's just,
right.
Also, you know what they say is like, if you suck fast.
Mm-hmm.
And Mar does that well. He keeps up with the pace of play.
Very good.
Right. If you're a disaster, will you just pick up?
He's a good wingman.
I'll just be like, yeah, Valdez, where'd you hit it? I'm going
to
drop him.
Yeah, he'll just drop it next to me and then play in from there.
Matter.
Perfect partner.
Yeah, that's, I mean, he gets it. Not a lot of people get it, and Mar does.
If I'm not playing well, my assignment in my head is just pick up everyone else. Make sure the vibes are good. Make sure people are laughing. Make sure everyone's having a good time.
How many drinks did you have on the course?
Give me an over-under.
Five and a half.
Over.
Over, come on!
Oh man, that's a big
come
one.
Come on! I mean, I'm at you know, best golf course.
Seven
in the
and
area.
A half.
Oh, under that.
Yeah, under that for sure.
Oh, well, I said five and a half, and you went. Come on!
He went six.
I know. I mean, come on!
I spent some good time at the clubhouse afterwards.
Oh yeah, they have a new
wind down a little bit.
Yeah, I was there for like 2 hours.
Oh really?
Pummeling waters. Yeah.
Oh wow.
There's Trump has this new men's lounge that is in their locker room. That's pretty nice. And that was Marsh's first experience in luxury like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't. He was in his element.
It's crazy, man. He like they got shaving cream everywhere. They got like combs and like deodorant and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a show.
It is. When you're used to just going to public golf courses, it is a new thing. It's you're like, whoa, I could use all this?
You're like, they have a big bottle of Listerine.
I think he went in there. I think he went in there to steal some toothpicks and razors.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Hey, I get that. I grew up on public golf courses. I get that.
I don't want to have this go under the radar. Valdez, because he won't hype himself up. He played very, very well yesterday.
Ah, look at
good
that.
Good job.
He was in his bag. What'd you shoot, like four over?
No, I shot 77. I had four birdies.
Oh, that's
nice.
Awesome.
Nice, good round. Did you rediscover your driver?
Yeah.
Your driver's been wayward for a
while.
Yeah,
I know. I got it back.
Ah, good. Yeah. Good.
Was it Carpath only?
Yeah, it was CPO.
Yeah.
Now, we did play white tees because they aren't bombers, and we did play preferred lies.
It's fine. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sam Burns, which is with you guys.
I thought about Sam a lot out there.
With all the standing water and everything. Were there a lot of people out there, by the way, or was it
not
chill?
Really.
Because no one's really dying to get out there in this weather.
No. Plus, it was muggy later, too.
Right.
It was very humid.
So
you might see the live there again next year.
So were your playing partners, were they entertained by Marr?
I think they were.
Yeah.
Chuck was a great host, and TJ had a blast. It was like a Make-A-Wish Foundation for him.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he loves the show.
Really?
So he thought it was a super treat.
Right. Yeah,
big shout out, you know, Chuck, TJ, Miles. But, you know, I'm feeling a little sluggish this morning.
I bet.
I feel like this would be a great opportunity to cash in on that free breakfast, CB. What say you?
I love that Marr's going after it.
You can order whatever you want, buddy.
That's right. Oh, we were supposed to do that yesterday, and we forgot about it.
You can order whatever you want.
Because Bickle was tardy on Monday.
I could do a McDonald's order. I could do a sausage and egg McMuffin.
Order whatever you want. Whatever you
Marr
want.
Might need
Marr,
that
you get on
food.
Top of that, bro. Start
Dude,
the order up.
So I love living with my friends and stuff, but like, you know, sometimes like, you know, when you have a long day like that and you're outside, you just want to get home and just completely shut down and wind down. I go home and like my friends just want to keep the party going. Everyone's just smoking and joking, being loud, talking, keeping the vibes going and stuff. It's just, you know, I'm excited to go into hibernation today. But
just a nice chill
day. Are you going to take a power nap when you get home?
No, I'll probably tough through and then collapse around like 6 o'clock and just go to bed.
Are you at this point? Is golf for you just like something that you do for fun? Or are you trying to lock in and get better at it?
I think after this season, it's. No more smoking and joking. I have, you know, a couple rounds left of just, you know, having a good time, being the vibes guy. And then it's about time next
year.
I'm going to lock in. Next time you see me, no more Mr. Nice Guy on the course.
He's going to retire the vibes guy.
Yeah.
Pass it on to somebody else.
Vibes, but I think maybe you might get more out of it. You start getting some lessons. You start getting some, you know, things to concentrate on. Yeah.
You're going to go from vibes guy to shoot 80 guy.
Yeah, I mean, just like the tough thing, though, a little bit is like being a lefty.
Yeah.
Like, you know, trying to get tips on the course from people. Like everything's backwards. So it's
on the course in the middle of a round usually a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you
need to practice before you go to the course. That's the way you tend to get better.
Yeah.
And I never go to the mats. I never go to the driving range. I'm just strictly 18.
You can't 18. Call them the mats.
Yeah. I just go right out there and play.
You can't
18.
Call it the mats.
Well, where he usually goes, it's mats.
I understand, but come on. You never go to the range.
His mom works at a golf course. He should know all of the lingo. This guy.
All right.
So good to hear the vibes were strong yesterday out at Trump for you boys.
By the way, Cakes, you want to hear an update? Well, maybe I'll give you an update on the poll when we come back.
Yeah, okay.
I'll do that.
All right, give us an update on the poll. And listeners, do not forget that Mike Rizzo, GM of the Nets, is going to join the Junks coming up at 9 a.m. this morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.